Japanese animation film called Your Name, 你的名字. It is the highest grossing film of the year in Japan, and it may repeat that success in the Chinese box office, as it is set to start a new box office record of the animation genre in China. So, yeah, Your Name and 你的名字, tell me about the popularity of it here in China.
Sure. The Japanese anime film director, let me get it right, Makoto Shinkai, Shinhai Cheng, is his latest anime film, Your Name. It has helped him rise to fame almost overnight in both Japanese and overseas film markets. Your Name has been acclaimed both at home and abroad. The Japan Times gave the film a rating of 4 out of 5 and praised the anime's blend of gorgeous, realistic detail and emotionally grounded fantasy. It also earned over 10 billion yen, or let's say $86.7 million, 28 days after its debut in Japan. The movie also attains a high score of 8.6 points on Douban in China, and for the amazing drawing style, interesting and moving story plots, as well as provoking strong emotions among viewers. The box revenues had surpassed 503 million yuan, or $73 million, as we speak, and it was close to the total box revenues of another successful Japanese anime film, Doraemon 3D, Stand By Me. So it's highly possible that Your Name would soon top the Japanese anime film's box office in the Chinese film market.
That is very interesting.
Yeah, sounds like a big deal.
Well, it is a big deal,
Your Name is a
Ryan.
big deal.
Yeah, Your Name, Ryan Price,
Oh.
is
Oh.
not as
No.
much of a
Oh,
big
okay.
deal.
Oh, dang. Dang.
Because Your Name, this
I get it. I
film.
get it. The film's doing great. But why is it doing great? I mean, you guys were talking about it all morning. What do you think, Hyung?
I think it's got a interesting plot, but
Okay.
it's
You're
kind of.
personal. Why do you personally like it?
Why do I personally like
Yeah.
it? It tells me how great it is to be with a person, and I think there are so some of those like really small things in life that I think it strikes a chord with single people and also people who are couples.
But I'm a single person.
You didn't even watch it. It
Hey.
just 3 minutes means nothing.
Hey.
So for the sake of those people
Yeah,
who
you need to
haven't,
ease your way in, you know? Oh
Oh,
my
goodness.
goodness.
Listen to you guys. Peer pressure over here.
But I can totally understand if you don't think it's your cup of tea, because I think it is very much love oriented, and that's why I think it might not capture as wide an audience as some of the other animation movies or movies in general. Like,
Like Dragon Ball Z.
Zootopia. I would never go see that. No, I'm joking. Like the let's say like the Minions or Frozen. Those are some American Hollywood examples. Or I think it's probably going to be a little bit difficult to repeat the kind of success that宫崎骏has achieved in the early 2000s. That's, I think, it when you've got a broader theme about love, peace, the environment, the future, and sort of recollecting and rethinking about what we've done in the past and how can we learn it from the future and make the world a better place. I mean, when you have like those world themes, then I think the whole movie or whatever art form is elevated it to the next level, and I think that is what will make people want to rewatch it again and keep talking about it in the future and make it a true classic. And this one, although I think it is great, but I don't think it's achieved that level yet, but still, it shows you what the Japanese, I think it's two-dimensional animation movie industry can achieve, and it is brilliant. The movie itself, it is a visual feast. It is so beautiful, and The rendering is definitely not something that I have seen before, but I am not a particular animation movie buff. So this one, it did surprise me with how beautiful it is and the thoughtfulness of the music score as well. And you can see that every aspect of the Japanese animation movie industry, it's so developed. There's a lot that we can learn from it.
Yes, and I want to say that when you mentioned that it's really pretty, when you can see it in the cinema with those huge screens, you can see the view, the kind of render, and that makes up for the fact that it's not a 3D movie. So for some viewers, they believe that if it's a 2D movie and it's not that pretty, not that beautiful, it's okay to see the movie at home if they have. And that makes up the fact that it's not a 3D movie, but it still attracts a whole lot of viewers to go to the cinema.
Yeah, you know, thinking about this, I think you'll find many, I think a lot of what we said, you know, when we were introducing this topic was how well it's been doing in I guess, primarily Asia, right? But I think the West is a different story. And I say that because I think animation in general, and I'll give maybe an example of when it's not, but animation many times in general is meant for kids in the U.S., for children. I mean, I would say Disney, I would say even Frozen and all these other things were meant for a primarily child audience, though it can be appreciated by adults. Now, I'm not saying that's the way it is and that anime can't be more than that, but I come from a culture, I think, that that's how we kind of feel on that specific topic, though many people in my culture feel differently and do really love Japanese anime and whatnot. It's never been a huge thing for me. I think many times Westerners, when you're talking about real things like love and star-crossed and these kind of things, we like that to be associated with real-time movies. Cartoons, anime, these kind of things are more for fun child-type plots and whatnot. And I don't think that I'm saying that that's right. Like I said, I think it's relative, right and wrong here, or how you feel about this. But for me personally, like, it just doesn't have a draw. Now, I'm not saying I don't appreciate, like, an animation with a good romance behind it. I think romance is interesting to watch, too. I'd say, like, something like The Nightmare Before Christmas, ooh, which was something that was about romance, and it was claymation, which I think is so cool, and Tim Burton kills it every time he touches something. But I really loved that, and it was a kind of animation, but it wasn't necessarily maybe a child's movie, because it was dark, you know. It was about Halloween and how it invades Happy Christmas and these kind of things. But still, I mean, so that was made, I think, for a more adult audience, and that's the kind of animation I think Tim Burton really likes to do. But still, I would say cartoons, animation, when it's 2D being drawn on a paper, I think many times in the U.S. we see that as kind of, you know, a more child's type entertainment.
Yeah, that is totally not what I take. That is totally
so
not.
So you completely disagree with Ryan.
Completely disagree. Oh, yeah, we like
but
that.
But in doing that, maybe that points out the difference in cultures.
Yeah, exactly. That's possible. I feel like movie is about telling a story. If you can tell the story right and deep, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter if you're using a actor or you're using your pen to draw a picture, especially when the picture is so splendid and beautiful on the big screen. Let's take Zootopia, for example. It is cute and funny and interesting and maybe having some lighthearted plot, but it also touches a deeper level of pretty much everything about what you see about others, about the society. And this movie maybe not having that deep a level, but it still, other than the romance part, it also tells you there is a fate, maybe, in everyone's life, and it's possible that you'll forget something really important to you, and maybe you should cherish every piece of memory in your mind, and that will change how you do things in the future. And that is also very, I feel like, Eastern philosophy kind of related thing in that. And also, when the director really tells a good story, I don't really think it matters if it's an animated story or a real person story.
Yeah, you know, one thing I do want to say here, though, about specifically Your Name being, you know, this box office hit that seems to be taking, you know, the world by storm. One thing is, it is an interesting story. I mean, I won't go into great detail about it, but it sounds like two people transport bodies. But it's like I said, the star-crossed lovers of how using so little to get to know each other and build this really interesting plot. I get that. That's really nice. Also, looking at the artwork that went behind it, these people are artists. It was visually stimulating to watch. It just is. I don't know. Maybe it's just not my cup of tea today.
Yeah, that's fine. You don't have to like everything.
Yeah. And thanks, guys.
Yeah,
thanks.
It's okay. You know, we're not going to shove that down your throat. Of course not. It's not a threat, Ryan.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I think with this one, there's a certain sweet spot. I think it does hit. With me, and I think
maybe female viewers
maybe, or also I think I can resonate with what Nyeong-Hoon Lim pointed out about there's this part about aesthetics and maybe philosophy that belongs maybe strictly to East Asia, that there's this profound sense of sadness and very subtle kind of, it's not perfect. What you've got in your hand, no matter how firmly you clutch your fist, but you can't keep it. And something you cherished is going to just sort of slip away gradually. And that sense of sadness is something that I can appreciate. I can appreciate, that's what I'm saying. And I think it's something very interesting about Asian culture. And I can spot that in Japanese animation and also some of the works that's done here in China. That is not the popcorn, bubblegummy, super happy ending, people kissing at the end of the movie kind of Hollywood product that you see as
well.
But
that feels so good.
I know, but I like the subtlety.
Yeah, I get
what
you're saying.
And I think it adds nuance. And that is something that I appreciate from Your Name.
You know, I got to say that, you know, after looking really at the storyline, the plot here, one thing that I really think, a theme that I really liked is, don't believe in love at first sight. This story seems like it's very much about two people getting to know each other intricately. And I think that's so romantic. That's what love really is. And I like that kind of theme.
Oh, yeah. I like that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are we just hopeless romantics at heart? Above, aww, like deep inside.
Yeah, deep inside. Besides all the romantics, I do want to say they've done a really good promotion kind of work, and that also helped the box office revenue.
Yes, that is a very good point. You're listening to Rant Table with myself, He Young, Ryan Price, and Nyeong-Hoon Lim.